Hello everyone, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I do want to apologize, it's been a couple days since I've done one of these just because I've had a really hard time with my thought process. You know, we're getting points, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, but right now in such a tight division race, we have to get some wins so we can get the 2 points we need to continue to go up the scale here. Right now, there's 3 people fighting for the 4th spot. They got 14 points. We got 2. We got 12. Well, today we're playing Chicago again, and we don't need a 1 point. We need 2 points. We need to win this game because it's time for us to get out of that funk. Anyway, so one thing that was a part of the news last time was Anton Khudobin did not goaltend the other day because he got into some trouble with the coach for not showing up on time for practice. Well, I hope that he addresses that problem and he works through it because we really don't need it to happen again. However, I will say this. Jake Ottinger played excellent on Sunday. I'm telling you, I'm really impressed with his play. I mean, there was an incredible save against Patrick Kane that was definitely, you know, highlight worthy. And I know that he's going to be the future of this franchise, and I'm not worried one bit about our goaltending for years to come. So the question is, will Joel Kiviranta be ready to play today? I hope he is. We could use his speed. And one more part of the podcast that I've been wanting to talk more about is the physicality of the game. It's going back to very old school right now. You know, since we're not playing teams outside our division, we're only playing the divisions this year, playing 8 times. A lot of that animosity, a lot of that rivalry that comes back in hockey is coming through. Many more fights are coming. It's just a very old school hockey this year, which personally I love because it's something I grew up with. Jamie Benn had a great fight the other day and he won it, and it does help the morale of the team. And it's also sticking up for your players. I mean, there was a bad hit during the game, so what did he do? He stuck up for his little brother. And to me, that's teamwork. So today is a must-win for us, in my opinion. We can't just hold out to an overtime and expect the best. We have to come with a very strong forecheck. We have to stay out of our zone. And we've got to still cut down the penalties. That's still something we're struggling with. I don't know what we got to do with that, because that is pure undisciplined hockey when you get penalties like we've been getting them. Once again, Tampa Bay is ruining the day. And unfortunately this year, because of the way everything's structured, they're in our division and they're winning the division at the moment. So we've got to step up. We're only about 11 games into a season that's going to have 56 games. There's still plenty of time. But we've got to start putting some wins together, because such a short window of opportunity is going to pass us by if we don't do what we need to do. Anyway, that was my 2 cents over the weekend's games and a little bit of time to take some process to make some thoughts. I hope everything sounded articulate and smart, because that's what I want to give you when I give you these podcasts. Anyway, thanks for everyone listening and participating in this, and I appreciate you. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute.